tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Sunday. So I am broadcasting remotely, so it's really kind of cool with the whole technology of being able to use your iPad and hook up here, and it just all kind of works out. So I am going to go right to the calls. I've got somebody here. It looks like I got a bunch of you lined up, and I want to get to everybody if I can. So I'm going to go to area code 229. Let's get them on the air. Hello, 229. Who's this?
I would say a red flag in dating a single woman.
Okay, I can barely hear you, and I'm kind of broadcasting remotely. So can you re-ask your question?
It always wants to be in a relationship. You have that female
voice
to be in a relationship.
Okay, so I can't hear him, so I hope he calls back. I've got somebody here from the 630 area code. Hello, 630. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Mona. This is Lisa from the Midwest. How are you today?
Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
Okay, so there's been a lot of activity on my parents' estate, and they're talking about a settlement. So I wondered if you see that actually happening. I'm looking into lawyers. And I wondered if you see a time frame for that. And then there were two lawyers, like which one you think might be good.
Okay, so which question do you want me to address?
So the settlement thing. So do you think that might be happening this summer and that the whole thing could be over? One sister's lawyer contacted the other sister's and said something about a global thing happening, like would have to be global. So I have to get someone.
Okay, so this is going to be really funny in a way for you, because what it's saying is the two attorneys that are involved, one is incredibly disciplined, incredibly ethical. He would be the person that I would do every legal thing in the world with, because this guy's so good, all right? But what's so interesting about the other attorney is he's kind of mean. He's got a very short fuse. He's difficult. He's got a huge ego, and it's almost like he wants people to fight with him.
Yeah, that's the crazy sister that's doing all the lawsuits. I think it's her lawyer, yeah. So
okay,
do you see this may be happening where I have to get someone, because I have a couple good people in mind?
Well, here's what I would do. First of all, I would wait and see how the politics of all this plays out, because according to this, If you just kind of step back and go, I'm going to let this little UFC fight just kind of take on itself and wait and see what happens. I'm actually getting a resolution around, it's the number 3, so I'm getting 3 months. And I'm also getting here that the hard work will pay off around October. So this is leaning more toward October for a resolution than it is leaning toward September.
Would it involve me where I'll have to get someone, because I'm looking into people now? I think they couldn't do it without me.
Here's your answer to your second question, and that is, yes, you should have an attorney that protects your rights, but I wouldn't hire the attorney until you need to. So, you know, in other words, I don't want you spending more money till you need to.
Yes.
I want you instead to start looking at the circus as though those circus monkeys are not yours.
Exactly, until the right time, then push in so you don't spend thousands and thousands of dollars. Correct.
Right.
But then have someone lined up. I'm interviewing them this summer. God bless you. Have a great 4th. You're correct.
All right. Have a great
I don't want to keep
week.
You. All right.
Okay. Thanks. All right. Bye. All right. Let me see. I'm going to go to area code All right, code 216. Let's get them on the air. Hello, 216. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
Good. This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. What's your question?
Hello. Your voice sounds kind of, you sound kind of different today. But
okay,
maybe
well,
tired,
here's the thing. The girl was partying a little bit last night, so my voice sounds like it.
Oh, that's what it
talked
is.
To,
okay.
I probably talked to 100 people last night at an event. I got up this morning and I had my Energy C and drinking my water and I'm doing my radio program. So yes.
And you're okay.
I sound
that's
like,
all that matters.
Sound like a steamy, sultry,
no,
other kind of voice thing. So what's your question for me
today? I didn't
mean
to change the subject. Sorry about that. What, this Wednesday, this coming up Wednesday, I have a meeting interview. How do you see that going? The letter of the company is the initial M. And this is like a dream job to me.
All right, let me see. Oh, well. It's saying after several months of suffering, which you've already been through, is this huge breakthrough. So I actually see this to be an amazing new opportunity for you. I use the Osho Zen Tarot deck, right? And there's a card in my deck that's called Breakthrough, right? It is, it's a card that is aligned to the traditional tarot card Justice. But I like the meaning of the way this card is proposed because it talks about by you maintaining your own integrity, by you doing the right things that you know are right, the right way, you finally have your breakthrough. So with the M company, the dream company, what it's saying here is do your best to just present your best amazing self. And be very, very open to answering their questions in an incredibly thoughtful, enthusiastic way without sounding hectic or fervent about it, okay? So what I would do is when they ask you a question, whatever it is, take a big deep breath or count to 3 seconds before you answer it.
Okay. Yes, with
okay,
four
because,
people, 4-hour interview, four different people.
Okay, first of all, I think that's absolutely awesome that it's a 4-hour interview and it's a panel interview. Because what you're going to do is you're going to go in, I want you to wear something bright. So I don't care if you wear a black suit with a white blouse, but wear a brightly colored scarf. You want something that makes you stand out.
Okay, I have a bright green blaze of linen suit, too. It's summery, that's what I'm saying, yeah. But go on.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. I just want you to wear something that they remember what you were wearing. Oh, what was the chick's name in the suit? You know, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, I know.
They won't use the word chick. I'm using that because I want to make it funny. So what you're going to do is when they ask you a question, you're going to count to three before you answer. All right?
Okay.
The other thing I want you to do is I want you to come up with 8 questions. Now, you may never have to ask those questions. I want you to come up with 8 questions that show you that you're asking about the environment. You're asking about potential job growth. You're asking about what does a perfect employee, what type of employee or how does an employee excel with your organization? What qualities do you look for in an employee that marks that they excel with you? Something like that. Ask about how is performance evaluated?
Okay.
In other words, you're going to ask questions that and then you're going to say, ask if the company's planning any expansions down the road.
Okay.
You're just, whatever it is, I want you to just come up with, you know how to interview. I'm just asking you to come up with questions that, now, you may come up with a great question right in the middle of the interview on your own. I hope you do. The more it's like a dialogue, the more it feels like And by the way, the more questions they ask you, the more interested they are. And that's part of the reason why I want you to have at least 8 questions to ask, because it's going to show that you're not just looking for a job, you're looking for a career.
Okay.
All right. And I, you know what, please send me an email after you have your interview.
Okay. I know. This is like my dream job. Mona, thank you so much.
I'm very excited for you. You've waited a long time.
I know. Listen, I know. I know. I can't wait to get out of the job I'm at. Listen, sleep well today. I hope you relax. You have a great day. Thanks
for
answering my question, okay?
My voice sounds a little off, but I feel fine.
Good.
You know how when you talk in a smoky environment for a long time,
yes,
your voice kind of suffers with it. And sometimes sometimes those are the kind of events I end up at. So, all right, gal pal, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See you later.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. You guys, I'll be right back.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom App will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 312. Hello, 312.
Hi, Mona.
Hello, 312. Who's this?
Hi, this is Karen calling from Chicago.
Hi, Karen. What's your question?
My question is, I'm looking for a full-time job right now. I am with a really good temp agency. They're going to send me to a trade show next week, but I'm wondering if you see them finding me something to help me pay the bills.
Okay, so the more that you participate, the more of a great attitude that you express, Karen, the more they're likely to help you, all right?
Okay.
What it's saying here, now I have another oh, by the way kind of thing for you. The oh, by the way thing is there are people out there that sort of owe you favors. There might be even people that owe you money. But what it's saying is it's time to call in those favors. So what it could mean is let's say you worked with a coworker several years ago and you helped them get a promotion, or you have your cousin George who owes you a few thousand dollars. What I would do on Monday or even today, is I would call people that you haven't talked to in a while that might be able to help you in some way, because you have this card that I like to call the returning favors card, the card that says that you've done a good turn for quite a few people, and it might be kind of nice if they helped you back. So let's say you had a coworker that you helped them get a promotion, and you called them up and you say, hey, Sue, it's me, Karen. Just wanted to let you know that I'm just checking in on you and see how you're doing, and you know, what are you doing these days? So then she tells you she's working at another company. Well, you can ask her, hey, do you know if your company has any openings?
Okay.
Because what I'm getting here is that yes, I see a new job for you. Yes, I see that coming almost around the corner for you. It's interesting because I'm actually seeing that you'd be working in a pretty decent full-time job within the next. It's connected with the number 2. I don't think it's 2 months. I actually think it's 2 weeks.
Okay.
So the more that you do for this temp service and the more you show your gratitude, the more that you are participating, yeah, they may help to find you a temp to hire thing. But what I'm getting here is it's mostly the favors that by people either you used to work with or friends or whoever it is, when you say, I really am looking for a job, it could be that they help you to a position that you only work for, say, the next 3 or 4 months. And then during that 3 or 4 months that you're working for them, then you find the full-time job that you really like. But what I'm seeing here, what I'm seeing here is that the temp agency, the more that you, again, the enthusiasm you show is going to help you. But I think it would be more along the lines of you, like if you're working at a trade show, which is going to be awesome, anybody that you can talk to that your sparkling personality could actually engage. And if they ask about you, oh, well, how, you know, do you work for this company? Oh, no, I'm I love working for my staffing agency because they get me lots of great jobs, which I hope are going to lead to a full-time one. You say that to everybody you talk to at the trade show.
Okay.
See, I'm getting here, I'll give you the whole meaning of your entire reading is use the environment that's around you right now to promote you. Call in your favors. So what kind of trade show is it? Do you know?
I believe it's like a social service type of organization.
All right. So you're working their booth for them, right?
I believe so, yes.
That's even better. The more so you're going to look absolutely delightful at the show, all right? In other words, you're going to look professional. And then you're going to talk to people, and then when you get to talking to them longer, the cool thing about it is if you can get their business card. And the way to do it is to say this. You know, I don't know if they're doing any drawing or whatever, but always ask for their business card. And then what you can do with every single person that you talk to at the trade show booth, you can send them an email in your resume.
Okay.
It's saying use the environment right now because it's the perfect foundation for you to find the job.
Okay.
All right, girl. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
See you later. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the – hold on. Let's get them on the air. My iPad's running a little slow, so bear with me here. All right, let's get 270 on the air. Let me get them on the air. Hold on, 270. It's taking a minute. Can you hear me? Hang in there. We're going to make it work, I promise. Well, while my computer is waiting to just kind of come up, hey, one of the things that I want to bring up to you guys is, I don't know if you heard the story about my calling my lost cat home, but we had a cat go missing a few weeks ago, and when that happened, someone through Facebook sent me this meditation, and it's a meditation where you actually fill your heart with love, and that from all of the love in your heart, you call your pet home, and you do this until until you feel like you've sent the message. It's almost like a little telegraph thing where you feel like you've actually got the message out there. And so what I did is I stood in my living room and filled my heart with love, and then I called out to my cat. And I did this like full circle until I felt this certain direction was pulling. And then when I got to that point, I actually kept repeating it until I felt like I got the message out there. And he'd been gone for 11 days, and 4 hours later he showed up. 4 hours later. It was just amazing. So it looks like my computer's a little snagged up here, so let me see if I can get it to go a little faster. Hold on. Yeah, I think I'm having an issue getting the calls on the air. So I'm going to play a commercial real quick, and then I'll be back in a minute. Nope, can't even do that. All right, you guys, I think I'm going to have to go ahead and close the show because my computer's getting all snagged up. I will be alive again next week. I can't even play my clothes because everything just froze. So, all right, you guys, the people I was supposed to answer a question for, they were the ones I was supposed to answer a question for. So if I missed your call today, please go to my website at mona.vegas and go ahead and shoot me an email, and I'll make sure that you're a priority on the air next week. And in the meantime, have a great, wonderful week. I love you all, and we'll be talking again next Sunday. Thanks a lot.